dial in toll-free. And you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that you'll find on the site completely free. Once again, head on over to freetalklive.com. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the website. You can visit freetalklive.com and see there on the front page, the main section, you'll see different news items, videos, blog posts, whatever it is our listeners, like you, think are interesting. They've submitted them, as you can, to our website and then have voted on the ones they like and voted down the ones they don't like. Again, go to freetalklive.com to get interactive in that way. That's freetalklive.com. A lot of times, the stuff that's at the top of the website, we're talking about here on the show. Not always. There's no guarantee, but it certainly helps to get it on. Of course, one of the best ways to get what you want, the best way to get what you want on the air, is to call in about it at 800-259-9231. We're going to start out with some more international news after last night's discussion that we had in depth about the Egypt situation, wherein yesterday it was expected that Mubarak was going to resign. He did not. Well, turns out he has. At least that's my understanding of what has transpired.
This was the political equivalent of a Hail Mary, and the pass wasn't it didn't connect.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he just tried it. Let's see what happens if I tell the Egyptians such and such. And, you know, that I'm going to, there's going to be big changes and that I'll, you know, turn over most of my power to my vice president, but I'll just stay here. What do I have to lose? What did he have to lose by trying that last night?
So, as we reported last night during the show, people were surrounding the television station, the state TV station. I'm not sure if anything came of that. I haven't heard of that, but there's a lot of news coming out of Egypt, obviously. And the big news last night was that there was a planned march on the, I guess, the presidential palace there. And so that, I think, was what really finished this off, was, you know, they marched out to his palace, and, you know, he probably got a little scared.
Legitimately. I heard what I thought was a funny way of interpreting these events, a sort of odd and not very, didn't make sense. I don't think it makes sense, this notion that if you look at that all these protesters are not reflective of the general views in Egypt because it's only such a small portion of the population. And I'm just thinking that that's a lot of protesters. I mean, if you have people, the ones that are actually out in the streets, like, you know, not rioting, actually, yeah, they're fairly peaceful protesters, right? So
hundreds of thousands, right?
Hundreds of thousands of people.
The claim is a million, but, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot. And the point is, the people who are out protesting in the streets are not the only ones who feel the way they do. They're just they are certainly reflective of the people's views, and to say that, well, it's such a small minority, and then you shouldn't respond to such a small minority of people, I think is an absurd view to take.
Who's making that statement? I mean, I heard Wayne Root make it from the Libertarian Party, and of course continuing to embarrass the pathetic Libertarian Party.
This is just buzz that I hear. I'm not referring to anyone, a famous person saying this. I've just heard this, you know. This
but
is
the
buzz
apologists
around
for Mubarak, right?
Yeah.
They're saying that? Well, if it were true that there's this huge mass of people in Egypt that just love Mubarak, then where are they? I mean, are they...
Why are they counter-protesting?
Right. Why aren't they out shouting and screaming? Because people love to do this. I mean, I can't stand it personally. The protest, counter-protest, where everybody's chanting and, you know, hating on each other.
Hey, by the way, there was a lot of chanting that went on at this particular protest, and I think that your whole thing about chanting is, kind of been shown that chanting works. Leave. Like, you get your message across in short little sound bites.
Yeah, well, whatever, Mark. I don't care if it works or not. I don't like it personally, so I don't care whether it's been proven in your mind.
Some people don't like shoes.
It's robotic and annoying. So anyway, we're talking about Mubarak leaving and this idea that, there's this whole mass of people in Egypt out there that is, you know, quietly in favor of him. Well, stop being so quiet if that's the case.
It certainly seems to me this is a massive number of people. I mean, if you actually look at the people who get upset enough to do this, you're only looking at a small fraction of the people who are actually upset.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and And, you know, who knows how many people out there are just, you know, just glad they're out there doing that and just can for whatever reason. But it's certainly, and like you said, where are the counter protesters? Where are the people come? Why don't these people who are such supporters of him come out and show their support?
I guess the suggestion is the only way to bring down a dictatorial regime that's been in power for 30 years and hasn't allowed a single election in that amount of time is to get more than 50% of the population out there with pitchforks and torches and standing in the square. I guess that's what you have to do. In order for it to be legitimate, you have to have 51% of the people out in the street demanding that the dictator goes away, right?
I mean,
it's, to me, that's a nutty position.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty absurd.
I mean, if 10% of the population is willing to get out in the street, or whatever the percentage is, I don't know, 5% of the population is willing to get out into the street, then how many of them aren't, you know, agree, but just don't care enough to go out in the street the whole time? Because
right.
As I understand, a lot of these people have been doing, this sort of shift work in the street. Some of them go to work, some will be there, then they'll shift off with other people and things like that.
It seems to make sense. I mean, I don't know if it's lightening up at certain times. It seems like it's, you know, yeah. I mean, it seems like, I mean, the people who are out there protesting probably aren't there 24 hours or even 12 hours.
They were marching on the presidential palace as of late last night, weren't they?
Yeah, many people were.
I mean, late last night, their time.
What about invalids? What about women with children? What about people who don't live right in Cairo? Mm-hmm. All these people aren't represented. Forget what they think, because they're not in the street in Cairo in Tahrir Square at this time. Their opinion doesn't count.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. We'll get you some details on what's happening in Egypt in a moment, but let's go to the phones. Your calls coming first here, bringing up whatever you want. Talk to Michael, listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I've been listening to the program, on GCN, and your program comes on, and there's a song that they play that says, "We must take America back."
And that is not my program that you are listening to.
But as an African-American who came up in the 50s and 60s, it scares me to think if America was taken back, to what era would it be taken back to?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're listening to, but that's not Free Talk Live. I would never play some sort of pandering, nationalistic.
And I think that this is a good point of view for sort of the conservatives to hear. I've said these terms myself, but when people say them, at least when I said them, I can't speak for anybody else. But when I said them, what I meant was there was an increased level of freedom for the average person in America at some amount of decades in the past, whatever that might be. I didn't have the black experience, so it wasn't that way for me. And I don't think that it's necessary that bigotry go hand in hand with increased liberty for, you know, the population. So I think that that's what people are trying to say. But I understand your fear. I just don't think that's what they're trying to say when they say things like that.
Okay. Because, you know, my people, they came up Cherokee. And in the 1860s, 1870s, they were run out of their land. And my people, we were sitting around talking about it, and they said, well, is that what we're going back to?
Right.
There is a lot of stuff that, we look back at these sort of golden ages of America, and there's a lot of stuff that wasn't so great. I mean,
absolutely.
There's some, you know, it's important to note. When I was at Students for Liberty conference, there was a really good speaker, and I can't remember the details now, but he pointed out a lot of examples where things have gotten better in terms of tyranny receding in certain areas, and so it's not good to be dismal and hopeless about everything. Things do change for the better sometimes, and you have to look back at things like the civil rights movement and things like that, and go, well, you know, thank goodness those things happened, and thank goodness that part of that golden era changed. You know,
well, this idea of we need to go back to XYZ is this kind of mythology that things were better in the past, and that may not be true. And I think that I support moving forward. I want to advance the ideas of liberty. I want to move to a voluntary society. There's no going back to that because it's never existed before. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit virtually anything there at wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for some news, head on over to Freedom's Phoenix.
Yeah, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatches. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So, we're talking about the situation in Egypt. We'll give some details here from the Associated Press on what's going on with Mubarak leaving. And we'll give you that in a moment here. But according to one of our producers, Syfaze, he says that the numbers as far as estimates of protesters, because we were kind of stabbing at it earlier, apparently there were at peak about 8 million people across the whole country.
Holy.
Across the whole country of,
yeah,
of Egypt. He says that's approximately 10% of the population.
To have 10% of the population out in mass protests is pretty
amazing. It's incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's incredible.
I don't see how anyone can call anything else.
Can you imagine that happening here
no.
in America? Can you imagine anyone caring enough to get 10%
no.
of the whole population?
That's no. depressing, but yeah, I can't imagine that either.
I'd like to point out that in Egypt, I don't think anybody a month ago would have imagined this either.
Good point.
It's true.
But it is just another... It just goes to show that that's significant.
To some extent, these things are going on all over the world. Different protests of different sorts. I mean, it seems like we're seeing a conflagration of protests around the globe. America's even got its Tea Party, which you can say what you want about it, but it's a populist movement for liberty.
Come on.
No, well, what it is?
I've been to them. It's not what you say.
There's
that
certainly
is.
That element of them having their own not liberty views, but I think what it is it is a rebellion against the status quo. It's sort of a rebellion. It's sort of a sign of people wanting change, even if they're mixed up about it.
I agree with that.
Because there's some mixed up ones in it. But then there's also some of them. There's quite a lot in it, I think, that you don't necessarily. You know, it's one of these cases where the most vocal people are the ones that get seen.
Mm-hmm,
if you
sure.
have someone with some ridiculous, you know, ultra right wing sign, that's what gets on the news and everything. And of course you'll hear, and like you said, you've been to them, and you hear some speaker get up to talk about lock down the borders.
Well, hold on just a second.
Like
I want to talk to the bigot over here for a second.
The bigot?
That's you.
What are you talking about?
Well,
you don't have to back that one up.
Yeah, I'm gonna. So is this Egyptian movement a movement for freedom?
It's a movement to remove a dictator.
Well, I mean, you said previously that you believe it to be a movement for freedom.
I don't believe I said that.
Yeah, you said it last night.
I'm sorry, I don't recall
okay,
that.
Well, if you consider this Egyptian movement a movement for freedom, then you're going to have to consider the Tea Party a movement for freedom. Because these Egyptians are not pure libertarians by any stretch of the imagination.
Never claimed they were.
I believe numbers were being quoted.
We talked about last night how there are different groups involved in the Egyptian situation. And there are different groups involved in the Tea Parties. But to call the Tea Party a liberty movement is inaccurate.
I said that it was a populist movement for freedom.
Liberty. You said for liberty.
Okay, fine, for liberty. And all that
means
they want liberty in certain areas. They may not want it in every area.
Well, liberty, you know, is a general term that means you have freedom from coercion.
You have a pretty narrow view of it.
Well, there's a definition for a word, Mark, and that's what the definition of liberty is.
Well,
freedom from coercion.
Right. So a little more freedom isn't freedom, right? You can't have a movement
for freedom
that has more a movement for more freedom.
You're moving in the right direction.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
But they're not necessarily, you know, like Dale said, they are confused, the folks at the Tea Party. A lot of them are. And
so are the Egyptians.
Yes, they
are. They're no more or less confused than any of these other groups around the world that are rising up. This is the only point that I've been making, is that over the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, there have been a whole bunch of protests around the world. That the internet is bringing people together, mm-hmm. that people are demanding more freedom in their lives, and that you're seeing populist movements for liberty and freedom around the world.
Okay, so what's the biggest thing?
Do you feel any hope that is... that it's going in a good direction, even if they're not there. Like,
no,
if they're still, you know, you still got people in there that are spouting off about locking down the borders and the typical white right wing crap, where the right wingers don't actually support liberty. And
wait, you're asking about Tea Parties, not Egypt.
Yeah, but the Tea Parties is a good example of it. I mean, do you feel like it's going in a good direction? At least they are. You know, it seems to me that it's better than, you know, it still seems like a good sign to me.
Oh, I take it as a good sign, no doubt. I mean, as I've said, I've gone to them and I've spoken at them. You know, used that as an opportunity to get a message of real freedom out to these people, because it would seem that they're ripe for something like that.
Right.
In their confusion, they need to hear a straight message of what freedom is really all about. And I would say the same thing about the folks over in Egypt. They are also in a ripe mode where they're interested, you know, probably likely willing to accept and look at new ideas. So getting those ideas into their heads would be very important. And again, there are different groups involved in the Tea Party, and there are different groups involved in the Egyptian movement. So to just sit there and label it as a movement for liberty is, I think, completely inaccurate. And where's the bigotry again? I'm still waiting to hear that.
The bigotry is that you'll last night you'll say things like Egyptians are demanding freedom, but tonight on the other hand,
freedom from a dictator.
What's that?
Freedom from a dictator.
Fine,
but I think we pointed out last night
all the Tea Party people want is freedom from taxes. All right, look.
No, that's not all they want. They want control over the borders, and they want to put gay people to death or whatever.
It's not a plank of their movement. Their movement's about fiscal conservatism.
There is no plank to the movement, Mark. It's a protest that involves different groups of people getting up and speaking. So to say that there's one overarching anything as far as belief is inaccurate.
There are people.
There's something overarching in the Egypt protest because they want to get rid of a dictator, but that doesn't mean they're for freedom. It just means they want for freedom from that one man. We still have, it remains to be seen what will happen in Egypt now as a result of this. And as we pointed out last night, nobody's really, I mean, are they going to continue protesting because the head of the SS essentially is now the president of the country? Or are they just going to pack it up and go home because they've gotten rid of this one thug?
I couldn't say what they intend to do. They hope, I'm sure, for elections in September, which, you know, I hope those elections come about. I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of hope for that necessarily. I don't know what politics are like in Egypt.
So bigotry, the stubborn and complete intolerance of any creed, belief, and opinion that differs from one's own. One more chance to properly apply that term to me.
I've made the effort, and you're not listening.
I haven't heard
that. The fact is,
I'm having a discussion about bigotry, what it is, and whether it matters on the FSP forum right now. It's interesting.
Have you heard bigotry from me tonight?
The point that I was trying to make, and you don't seem to
want
to hear.
I don't want to hear what you have to say anymore.
Well, you wanted to hear about bigotry. I'm the one who called you a bigot.
I just defined it, and you haven't. Yeah, I don't think you've particularly addressed it.
Do you know what I've said regarding it? Why don't you repeat it back to me? Make my point for me.
Well,
that would show you were listening.
You pointed out that I made a claim last night about the Egyptian protests, which was an inaccurate. What you said was inaccurate. And then you went on to somehow apply that to what was going on over here.
So the point that I'm making is that you're calling the Egyptians a movement for freedom, but the Tea Party was not a movement for freedom. It shows
neither of them
that
are
you
a
have a predisposition.
So
I'm
correcting
now.
You.
I wouldn't call it bigotry. I'd call it somewhat collectivist.
I'm correcting you on your misinterpretation.
As much as he possibly can. He hates cops.
What are you talking about?
Hates
I hate
people.
America.
Come on.
You're putting words in my mouth. You're being a jerk. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the field and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We invite you over to see those features that I mentioned, like the news updates. You can get signed up, be kept in the loop with what's going on with the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook, whatever works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that web portal that we've created for you, HostGator.freetalklive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. On top of that, HostGator offers a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and a 45-day money-back guarantee. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So what's going on over in Egypt? Of course, the big news today is that so-called President Hosni Mubarak will be surrendering or has surrendered power to the military. According to the Associated Press, cries of "Egypt is free" rang out and fireworks lit up the sky as hundreds of thousands danced, wept, and prayed in joyful pandemonium Friday after 18 days of peaceful pro-democracy protests forced the president to surrender power to the military, ending 3 decades of authoritarian rule.
I'd like to step down for a second and compare this to so many other quote-unquote revolutions that have occurred around the globe.
Ones that have resulted in an ouster of some sort?
Ones that have resulted in an ouster of some sort. This took 18 days. It resulted in the death of about 130 people, as I understand it. There could be hundreds more. I'm not going to...
Protesters?
People in general.
Okay, including the security forces.
I've heard numbers as high as 300, as low as lower than 100. Mm. I think 130. I kind of like that number. It's one of the ones I've heard. So it's resulted in 130 dead and 18 days of let's call it conflict. There could have been so much more bloodshed. It could have taken so much longer, and all these people did it without mostly, largely without violence. They,
it's true.
They did it in a largely
peaceful
fashion.
With these numbers of people, that's actually very impressive.
It is incredibly impressive. And
considering the propensity of crowds to angle toward violence.
Yeah, and you know, certainly I'm sure some of these people really did commit violence. There were certainly some agent provocateurs. There's proof. You can go on the internet and look for it. If you think that, some of them, they were dangerous and early on, throwing Molotov cocktails back and forth at each other. Well, sure enough, a lot of those people were actually undercover cops that were trying to provoke more violence.
That's not a surprise.
It happens all the time.
It used to surprise me. Now that I've discovered it happens quite regularly, it doesn't surprise me anymore, but it still shocks me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It still blows my mind that violence is being provoked so that they can... You know, use violence in response.
People just don't get that the government is an institution of violence. That's what it is. It claims the monopoly privilege of violence. They speak the language of violence. Their solution to problems is violence.
It's when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. The government's hammer is violence.
Government does not try to convince you. It does not try to cajole you. It doesn't show you the virtue in a particular aspect. It tells you, do it, or we're going to fine you. You're going to pay the fine, or you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail, or we're going to shoot you in your head. That's what government does.
Ecstatic protesters in Cairo's Tahrir or Liberation Square hoisted soldiers onto their shoulders, and families posed for pictures in front of tanks and streets flooded with people streaming out to celebrate. Strangers hugged each other. Some fell to kiss the ground, and others stood stunned in disbelief. Chants of "Hold your heads high, you're Egyptian!" roared with each burst of fireworks overhead. An ebullient Abdul Rahman Ayash, born 8 years after Mubarak came to power, said as he hugged fellow protesters in Tahrir Square, "I'm 21 years old, and this is the first time in my life I feel free." And that's important. It's important to feel free. Whether or not you will actually end up being free is another question.
It's true.
An astonishing day in which hundreds and thousands, or rather hundreds of thousands, marched on Mubarak's palaces in Cairo and Alexandria and besieged state TV was capped by the military effectively carrying out a coup at the pleas of protesters. After Mubarak's fall, the military, which pledged to shepherd reforms for greater democracy, told the nation it would announce the next steps soon. Those could include the dissolving of parliament and the creation of a transitional government. So there's still a lot that remains to be seen, but it's certainly a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
The 82-year-old leader, I hate that term for politicians, epitomized the complex trade-off the United States was locked into in the Middle East for decades.
Come on! This is what I hate, the complex trade-off the United States was locked into. The United States wasn't locked in to supporting Hosni Mubarak. The United States wasn't. That's ridiculous. Yes, I know that there are advantages for the government of the United States and, you know, their interests, quote unquote, but they're really interests of corporations that pay the politicians, that give the politicians payoffs and campaign contributions and all that stuff. These aren't the interests of the United States. These are the interests of some elite individuals that happen to have American citizenship.
Support for autocratic leaders in return for stability, a bulwark against Islamic militants, a safeguard of economic interests with the oil-rich Gulf states in peace, or at least an effort at peace with Israel. The question for Washington now was whether that same arrangement will hold as the Arab world's most populous state makes a potentially rocky transition to democracy with no guarantee of the results.
Well, yeah, I would be, if I was the administration, I'd be concerned as to what's going to happen here, because it's the policy of the last 30 years that has resulted in what we see today. No wonder many Egyptians find the United States government distasteful. No wonder they blame United States citizens for that government. They believe they hear the crap that this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, too. They actually believe it. They don't know any different. So they assume the United States people feel the same as its government does. And I've got, you know, it doesn't surprise me one whit that these people are upset about the intervention of the United States government through the power of its people upon their politics.
Let's go.
Ian mentioned another justification that I've been hearing in the buzz, and that is that Mubarak has been keeping the Islamic militants away from gaining power, and that's a justification for us interfering in Egypt forming its own government, that if we, you know, that Islamic militants are going to take over if he loses power. So that's another justification that I hear, beginning knocked around for keeping
him
in power limitlessly.
Of course, Islamic militants, if they are a threat to the United States, they're only that way because of the United States meddling in other people's business around the world. So let's go to Jeff, listening to the TJ Network in Jackson, Tennessee. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Well, I was just listening to you guys' discussion on, you know, you guys were talking about the Tea Party. You've also talked about change, political change around the world. And I want to revert that back to our nation. And what I've seen, you know, and I've, you know, I'm one of those guys who was, you know, from 4 years ago, man, I was total neocon. Thought George Bush was great. Thought his dad was great, you know. And, you know, I've woken up. You know, I've seen the, I guess you could say, the ugly side of the coin that's all rusted and beat up. And, you know, what I see now in our country, and it's not just Republicans, it's not just Tea Party, it's not just independents or Democrats or libertarians. It's people like age, it's everybody who realizes that, you know, something is not right. You know, everything that's going on now, and it's not just because Obama's in there, it's because it's what the Republicans done before him, it's what the Democrats have done now. It's
what opened your eyes to that? I mean, you said 4 years ago you were a neocon, so what changed for you?
You know, I guess I just one day, you know, not to plug, you know, anything, but I was listening to Rush Limbaugh and I just started switching through. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're still here. We're still listening.
Okay, sorry. And something just told me, he goes, you know, this isn't right. I mean, this guy's not telling you the whole truth. So
tell you what, man, if you want to hang on, continue your story, you're welcome to. More in a moment here. We'll bring back Jeff in Memphis. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you want to support the show, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card or PayPal. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there, and we take that $3 a month and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and I think we still got Jeff listening to the TJ Network in the Jackson, Tennessee area. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
So you were telling us your story about what happened to you to change you from a neoconservative to your current belief system. I'm not really sure what your current belief system is, but we haven't gotten that far. But what you were telling us that you were listening to the radio one day, and I guess it was Rush Limbaugh, and that something just popped into your head. Can you tell me more about
that?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, there's got to be something more to this than just Republicans and Democrats fighting it out. You know, so I actually hit the scan button, and I came along, you know, to the GCN network, and I started listening to a lot of the shows that day, and you know,
you mean the TJ network, the radio station you're listening on? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I started hearing, like, you know, Alex Jones, and I forgot the young lady's name. She's a doctor, or used to be a nurse. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to go home and research this, you know, because, you know, you sometimes you listen to George Norrie and some things they talk about, you're like, okay, you take it with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And I started researching a lot of the stuff that they were talking about, and I just felt like, you know, it's like Neo in the Matrix, you know, when he takes the pill and he wakes up and you're just like, oh my God, you know, I've been lied to all my life.
I have a question for you when you're done.
Absolutely. Well, go ahead, please.
Well, my thought was, how much do you feel that it have anything to do with it that George Bush, if the Republicans and it seemed to me like they were, the Republicans and the Democrats are hardly any different anymore from each other.
Right.
If you look at the massive expansion of Medicare under Bush, and if you look at how Obama continued the wars from Bush, and it just seems like there's hardly any difference anymore, and you have to at some point wonder, like, you know, was that part of the awakening, you think?
Absolutely. I think where Bush lost me was the immigration bill, because that's actually something that I had taken real interest in, because not because I'm, you know, what some people might, you know, I'm not a racist. I believe that anybody that works hard and, you know, they're productive in society, I think they belong here. But there is a process that everybody goes through to become a U.S. citizen.
And why would you want to go and do that?
Go and do what?
But why would you want to become a U.S. citizen?
Well, I am a U.S. citizen.
Are you? Can you prove that?
Absolutely. I was born here.
Oh, well, can you prove you're a U.S. citizen?
Well, Ian's trying to make a point here, which is that citizenship is defined as the exchange, essentially, of a duty of allegiance for the obligation of protection. And the United States Supreme Court has shown over and over again that, has ruled over and over again that there is no obligation for any government agency to protect you in any way.
Or do anything for you.
If that were so, then if you were murdered, then you'd be able to sue, the people you left, your heirs would be able to sue the cops for not protecting you. So, in fact, nobody's a United States citizen. It's just a term that people use in order to not say serf.
It's a term that people use to separate people, to separate human beings from one another and try to get them to believe that they're somehow different from people that were born on another plot of land. So really, there is no such thing as a U.S. citizen I don't know, maybe there are citizens in another country where their courts have actually ruled that they will protect them or they have some obligation to protect, but I doubt it.
And an obligation means they can be held liable if they fail to exercise a reasonable, you know, protection of them. And I think my attitude about this is, I don't think, like, you know, when you say you're not racist, I believe you. I don't think you're racist, but I think that the notion of that somehow you are entitled to certain things based on where you were born versus someone else who was born somewhere else, it's not racism, but it's something that's almost as bad. If you want to promote what it would take is a police state to lock down the borders. This is actually something I learned from this show, is when you start thinking about it and going through the process of trying to keep immigrants out, what it would take is a police state, an incredibly intrusive, almost Nazi-esque police state.
Yeah.
And when you say, you know, so when you say I want to lock down the borders and keep people from getting, from being able to live here and work here and benefit from the same things that I benefit from just because they weren't born here, then it's not racism, but it's something almost as bad.
It's not what he said.
Well,
what his concern is...
To add on to that, I mean, actually, just to, I guess, define your point, I mean, it may be...
My point, well, you were, that, he kind of was, but he was saying there's a process you should have to go through.
Right, so
yeah,
the process is...
I mean, I actually agree with you when you say that, because maybe it can be deemed as a collectivism that we're conditioned with from... Mm-hmm. From the time we're kids. I mean, that's one way to look at it, because we're always taught, you know, hey, we belong here, you know, and it has to maybe do with, you know, what we're taught, you know, through the educational system, whatever it may be. And, you know, and I understand your point, you know, and it may just be conditioning that we all have to go through to get rid of.
Well, I'm glad that you understand. Yeah,
go
Jeff,
ahead,
I'm glad that you understand it, because for me it was, this was one of my last issues when
Same
it
here.
Came to coming to the ideas of liberty. And you described a couple of other talk shows that I'm not very familiar with. I mean, I know who Alex Jones is, but I'm not really familiar. I know that he's got an anti-immigrant perspective on his show, so the other shows you might have heard may not have a real true pro-liberty perspective like you hear this program, Free Talk Live. And for me, when I joined the liberty movement, that was my one of my last issues that I really had to get over, and I came to realize that I was really wrong on that issue, and people
and
should
absolutely.
Be able to come
and
here.
You know, and just like, you know, when you give me your definition, you know, as to what I was saying, I was a U.S. citizen. That's something new for me, and that's something I didn't even think about.
That's one of those shockers. And, that's one of those eye-opening, like, oh my God, you know, we've been lied to. This has, you know, all been a big joke.
You're giving up everything and getting nothing in return.
Right.
Yeah. The real solution to the immigrant issue is that people, anybody who wants to come here, work hard for themselves and their family and build a better life, I say let them on in. If you stop
Absolutely.
Welfare, if you stop public schools that people are forced to pay for, if you stop hospitals from having to treat people that they don't want to necessarily want to treat? I mean, they're trying to run a business, and they're going to treat people as best that they can treat them. Most of them have charity wards. But if you take away these laws that give people who, as far as I'm concerned, everybody, but you could just take them away for people who are coming to this country, you know, as immigrants, as far as I'm concerned, and you'd still see people coming that want to build a better life for themselves, and we'd have a better country as a result. They'd pull us right the heck. 1 year would pull us right the heck out of this economic crisis. Because
you mean letting people come here?
Yeah, absolutely. It would change everything.
Well, and again, all those issues that you said, there are people who are saying lock down the borders until we take care of all that stuff. Who knows how long that's going to be? And to me, they're completely separate issues, and the immigrants didn't cause them. You know, it's the people who are voting, lobbying, politicians. You might be able to assign some blame to people who call themselves citizens and go out and vote for those things, but you can't blame the immigrants for them, and they're certainly not using them any more than anyone else.
That's a great point, Dale, and they are using immigrants. When I say they, I mean the political folks. They are using immigrants as a scapegoat. They're pointing to immigrants and saying it's their fault that, you know, these things are happening. It's their fault that the country is, you know, in decline, and it's not their fault. They're just following their incentives. Whose fault it is the politicians and the people that they're teamed up with, and the corporations and the bankers and those people that are wanting to aggregate more and more power to themselves. And, you know, the fact that people are coming here looking for a handout, it's the fact that they give away the handouts.
Handouts are something that are a totally separate issue to be dealt with, but to hold up dealing with our draconian immigration policies. To hold up dealing with that and linking it to these other issues about the handouts is ridiculous. They're separate issues.
Jeff, I got a question for you. Do you like to read?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay. I'd like to recommend a book to you. It's Healing Our World. It's by Dr. Mary Ruart. It's my favorite Liberty book out there. It really has a great perspective about honoring our neighbor's choice, about allowing others to be free in order so that we can be free. And it's actually... it's free. You can pay for it. You can buy it through Amazon if you want over at shop.freetalklive.com. But if you go to book.freekeen.com, that's book.freekeen.com, you can download it in both audiobook and PDF and Kindle formats. So you can get an ebook, or you can actually get the hardcover version as well, or the softcover version. And I highly recommend that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yep, 800-259-9231. You take control. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.